According to the information that we have, around 105,000 migrants are coming on a yearly basis from the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia mainly, up to Yemen, trying to go or to cross the Saudi borders in order to find some work there. And what happened about 10 days ago, the Yemeni authorities did a raid against smugglers who are keeping about 1,700 migrants in order to buy the money from them or to push them to work in their farm for free. Those people, when they were freed by the authorities, they were kept in two main centers, one in Harat, which is in the north part of Yemen, close to the Saudi borders. And part of them were transferred from this area close to the capital, to Sana'a. What we did is we went and tried to give some medical treatment for those who are in need. And this is where we saw that, in fact, they were tortured by the smugglers here in Yemen.
What type of condition, then, did you find these victims?
They were either beaten, they pulled up the nails, or wounded, or they were also beaten in order that if they have money to give it to the smuggler, or what they were also doing is the smuggler were giving them phone in order that they phone to the country and that their family sends the money before being released by the smuggler. And they have also the psychological disorder was quite high among all those migrants after being released by the authorities.
How many of the migrants would you say were actually tortured?
Most of them. We don't have really figures. What we did is we did a screening when they were liberated, and about 70 to 100 of those migrants were badly injured. MSF took them to the hospital where we are working and tried to treat them medically. And you have also some of them who were mentally, they have some, many problems in that, and MSF tried to give them some mental health session in order to just help them to understand a little bit what is going on for them.
Those that are suffering mentally and psychologically, are they truly understanding what they actually experience?
Yes, I think so. In fact, we are doing as much as we can, and the authorities are providing to those migrants since a couple of days, about a week. They are just with the agreement most of the time with the migrants. They are sending them back home. And at least what we are doing here is to do mental sessions in order just to help them just to understand that now they are free. Yesterday they did like 150 were sent back home, and they are speaking about two other round of 100 or 120 to be sent also in a couple of days.
I understand that some of them had not eaten for up to 7 days. Are you treating them, and what is their condition?
Some of the migrants who were liberated by the Yemeni authorities seems not to have any kind of food for about 7 days. What the authorities, when they were liberating them, they gave them food, and just MSF added on top of it also some food. They were in a bad condition for sure after 7 days, especially that those people were, as we said, mentally affected, and they were also mistreated by those smugglers.
I understand that some of these migrants were also women and children. What kind of state of mind are they in at this point?
Out of 1,700 people, something like 160 women and maybe 60 children were among those migrants. Again, the condition of those people were quite bad.
I know that you all have mentioned before that you're very worried about the future of the thousands of migrants who are still stranded there in Yemen. How will you be able to assist them?
We are urging first the international community to help. Quite a lot of migrants, thousands of migrants, are trying to pass through Yemen, and they have not much assistance in the country as they are trying to pass by and to cross the border to Saudi Arabia. Our concern is that first, those people should be helped, and second, just to emphasize that those people have to be, in a way or another, protected against those smugglers who are most of the time keeping them, torturing them, in order to get either money before they release them. And this is a concern that everybody, including the international community, should understand that those migrants have quite a lot of problems while passing from Yemen to the border of Saudi Arabia.